Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for Sunday, January 18th, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, it is the Lord's show. It's a lot of different things. It is full of music that you won't hear anywhere else. And I love that because it's from independent artists, Christian artists. It's from labeled artists. We have guests every week that we're so blessed that you get to hear their story. And I'll just leave it at that because that's a big word in this show. This week, joining us, another artist from California. I love it because in Alabama, we see California is that other state. It's the other state that's fixing to fall off into the ocean because the San Andreas Fault is going to go, and it's going to be the island of California. We hear all kinds of, I'll just say, not so good things. But then I get to sit and host a show, and I get to speak to a lot of artists that are doing some great things. And this week we're going to learn from another one, Miss Sierra Noel. Thank you for joining Rock the Flock. Well, I'm excited to be able to dig into your life, stir it up a little bit, see what God's been doing, get to listen to your music, get to listen to what you're going to pull up out of the Bible to share with us. So we'll have that, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more coming up with Sierra Noel right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you shared that because we do get into the habit of going to church as a routine, I guess you could say, as that we just go and we're looking at our watches, you know, okay, because we know we should be, the praise band should be off the stage at a certain time so the pastor can get on, so he can be done, so we can go to lunch, and we miss all of the, like you said, that one-on-one with God. And see, what I don't struggle with it, but my wife and I talk about it a lot because I love going to church. It's super important, like you said. But I don't get hyped up in church. You know, I sing. I don't let the, because sometimes church can be cheerleading sometimes, what I call it. You can work on people's emotions and you rev up songs to, and I know this because I went to church and did this. They intentionally, the way they did their music was to rev you up and then to bring you down and then rev you back up before the pastor gets on. And, you know, I walk with my God all 7 days of the week. I'm with him. I spend time with him. I'm constantly in the Bible, in Christian music, in listening to pastors on podcasts, or I'm constantly wanting to learn more about the Lord. And that is, like you said, that is our time with him. And it is great to be able to, and I encourage everybody when you go to a church to find a Bible based church, a pastor that is unashamed, because a lot of what is in the Bible to teach goes against the way we live today. So thank you for reminding us that yes, church is, it's important to get up every Sunday and Wednesday night and what other nights you may serve doing different things, to be there, because that's what we're called to. Because to be in the body, it's what they call the body of Christ. We go to be part of the body of Christ with fellow believers. But you have to have something outside of that. So thank you, Miss Sierra. See, I knew this was going to be one cool interview. Well, I tell you what, there's no better way to peel away from that conversation than to take a break and come back and find out what verse or verses you have ready to share. All right, so we'll be right back with Miss Sierra Noel right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from Los Angeles, not just California, but Los Angeles, home of a couple of my friends. Do you know Jordan Ramble? Have you heard of Jordan Ramble? You'll have to look Jordan up. He is, Jordan's pretty neat. So you'll have to, okay, Mountains in the Sea. Have you heard? Okay, you have to look up Mountains in the Sea. That they are actually were an independent group that signed to a label. They have a YouTube kind of reality series, a 6-part like a TV show that is really, really good. And they record all their music in 444 hertz. Which is interesting. You'll have to look that up. I won't get into it because I get into it on a lot of shows. That is, yeah, you'll have to, on the side, look that up, 444 hertz. We're not here to talk about what frequency music is played in. We're not even really here to talk about music, because this is the segment of the show where scripture is brought. And Miss Sierra, I am highly anticipating these verse or verses. That's very good. Why did you choose that verse? We'll get to talk about that in the next segment and hopefully play the song, which would be really neat. Have you intro it and then play it, which is one of the cool parts about this show. But thank you for, I guess you would call that kind of a life verse if you had to. And that's needed. That one is just stuck and it's powerful because, you know, as I read Psalms 23 last week. And it's just, when I read that, that the Lord will prepare a table amidst the enemy, you know? And then this week, you bring a verse that reminds us that if we, well, you talked about it in the first segment, we have to have that relationship with the Lord. You know, it's personal. It's one-on-one. That's the neat part about it. And if we root ourselves in Him, and people have to understand, root, you may have to give up some things. Some worldly things you may have to give up to be rooted in the Lord. But if you will do that, He will bless you. And not that we do it for a blessing, but if we serve a mighty God, but we serve a merciful and graceful God. And He loved us so much that He sent a son to this wretched world. I mean, God sent a flood one time to clean a mess up. And it wasn't too long after that, He sends His son down here to clean it up. And he loves us and He just wants us to walk with Him, to talk with Him, and to live our lives with Him. So, Sierra, thank you for sharing that. And I think we'll probably dive a little bit deeper into that in the next segment. when we talk about your song, Streams. We'll be right back with Sierra Noel right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming at 897WJHO.org, or you've slid across all those podcasts and you found this podcast called Rock the Flock, I'm sorry, you can't get away from it. It is that good. And making it better week by week. This week, Miss Sierra Noel. Sierra, thank you for not just sharing about your life, what scripture you brought. We're fixing to talk about your music, but just thank you for being an obedient child of the King. So I really appreciate that. And if people, we're on Zoom, people can't see that. That's a good thing about radio. But I can see a child of God. I can see the spirit of peace. I can see the spirit of hope. I can see the spirit of joy. So you just keep doing what you're called to do, okay? So let's talk about music. Earlier in the interview, you said you picked up a guitar and played it. So you play guitar. What other instruments do you play? Well, that's a variety, and it's interesting because I love getting this talk on the show because usually piano comes first. I've heard a lot, and then you can play anything else after you play the piano. How hard is it to go from the guitar to the piano? And how did you pick up the bass? When you mentioned you sit at your piano and you write, how many songs have you written? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you sit at your piano and you're writing, I understand. I'm old school. You know, when I say that, I think, yes, I'm writing on a piece of paper. But do you write it in a notebook, or is everything in your phone like most artists use? Do you just record it in your phone and go back to those recordings? Okay. Mm-hmm. That is so neat to hear. Well, all right. Well, during writing on a blank sheet of paper or recording in your notes, the Lord put on your heart a song, and the song became Streams. What is the story behind what encouraged you? As you sat down to the piano or the guitar, or you're in your car and the Lord puts this song in your heart, why? Amen. Well, I tell you what, would you do the honor of introing Streams, and then we'll play it. It's Rock the Flock Radio. What a wonderful guest we've had this week, all the way from Los Angeles, California. And if you're listening out in California, no, it's not a long way for you. But for me in Alabama, that's a long way. And thank you for Sierra, for taking the time away from your schedule to bless us. This has been a really neat interview. You've shared so much in a short amount of time. Can we go to the Lord in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you again for another opportunity. God, I ask you to be with every artist on this show, the artists that are to come on this show, that you will love them, that you will guide them, that you will protect them. Lord, that you will lift them up, that you will bless the ministry that you have put in their heart. God, I thank you for Sierra. God, I thank you for the willingness in her testimony, Lord, to step away from comfort to be closer to you. In that walk, Lord, I ask that you will guide her, that you will protect her, that you will send angels to watch after her, that you will wrap a hedge of protection around her and her loved ones. And that, Heavenly Father, you will walk with her and bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Miss Sierra. I hope you enjoyed being on the show. And see, now all the Rock the Flock artists from wherever they are all over the country and the globe now will know who Miss Sierra Noel is. So now you have to tell them how to connect with you. Isn't that awesome to say? I'm everywhere. I'm worldwide. Do you ever go live on any of those social media platforms?
Sometimes.
Okay. Now, do you go on to sing, or do you talk when you go on? Look at there. Well, whatever you do, I know the Lord will bless it. Well, Miss Sierra, you have a great evening. Now that you are a part of, like I said, not a show, you're part of a family. And I'm sure some of the Rock the Flock artists will reach out to you. I told you, you will have one that will connect with you on social media, and it will be Mustard Seed Divine. I forget what the end of it is, but it is the orphanage in Africa. So they will follow you. And so may the Lord just continue to bless you and keep you. That's Miss Sierra Noel on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.